Okay, today is Daf Kuf Zayin. We are on Kuf Vav Amud Beis, second to bottom line. Amar Rav. Rav says, Hanotel. So, how did Tila Sazayim got into the middle of the Tessa School and there's a mystery? But it's here. And so yesterday, Stewie said to me, what about all the halachas about using a cup? I didn't answer him. But the answer is, today's Daf. The whole Daf is about that. So, Amar Rav. Before we get to that, that's a whole daf, a lot of stuff. Hanotel adam eshtei yadav shachrit. A person can wash his hands in the morning. Wash your hands in the morning. The tilas yadayim. Umasna alehem kol hayom kulo. And you make it tonight. This the tilas yadayim is going to save me the whole morning, the whole day. And any time during the day that I need to eat bread, I already wash my hands. I already washed my hands. You hear that? Is that good? Says Rav, it works. Rav says it works. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tema, wait a minute. Amrinam ba'arve psachim. We said in arve psachim. Hanotel yadav. That if you wash your hands, lo yikadesh. Don't make kiddush after you wash your hands. Don't wash and then make kiddush. Like Grandma says to do Friday night, don't do that. That's what they can do. Grandma says that. Mishum, lo tadish mishum the kiddush, masik beinatil tadayim the suda, because kiddush is a hefsek. You wash your hands. Now you have a hefsek making kiddush. Now you can eat the hefsek. V'omer perakel dvarim, and also we say brachos beitil omrim mosgin kos. First pour the wine. Biachakachno, thank you. Biachakachno, what is that? Biachakachno, Flynn, first pour the cup and then wash your hands. Why? We should take it, Nilatil Tidayim, Shuda. Because right after you wash, you should go eat. Not wash, then pour the wine, let's the table, and then we'll. No, right away. The Hashta, Moel, did I have to call a yom? And I can try the whole day? How does that work? What's going on here? That doesn't work. So he gives two answers. I'm not sure what the first answer means. First answer is, he says, Omer ben Tam, Tahani Mili Kishamas Nashachas. That only works when you make. What kind of answer is that? So the Achmanim say, what Tosfos, right? That only works if you make a condition for Shachas. So what the Tosfos answered? That only works if you make a condition for Shachar. What does that mean? That's exactly what the Gemara said. So built into this is the understanding that you're going to make sure your hands are clean. Yes, which is why. Mishnah Berurah says, even though we pass through this way, we can't do this today. Because today we just can't wash ourselves. We're too much. But it's not what Tosfos answers. Tosfos, what they explain Tosfos to answer is as follows. Probably does not make any sense. The Tanai works when you make this Tanai, you're not even eating anything. It's not that you're sitting down for breakfast and you wash and you say, okay, my washing for breakfast should go for lunch and supper too. No. You wake up in the morning for shachar. Nothing to do with food. And you wash and you say, this washing is going to cover me for all my meals. So there's not even a meal here. That somehow makes it better. That's what these words mean. Hani mili kishamas the shachar. I made the condition for shachar. Not for food, for shachar. If you get up in the morning, you wash your hands, you go daven. That's when you made it tonight. So somehow that's better. You hear that? Yeah, because you washed already and you ate a piece of bread. That here you washed and you're davening. There's no meal at all. There's no meal at all. And yet it works. Not only does it works. No, you wash it. Yes, let's say it's Negelbach. And you wash it and you say, okay, I'm going to go to the daf first, then I'm going to daven, then I'm going to go home, then I'm going to eat. So my washing now at 6 a.m. is going to pop to me for my breakfast at 8 a.m. and my lunch and my dinner. That's what it works. When there's no food in front of you, what does it explain to me? Why that should be, I'm not really sure. That's Paul's first answer. Protect. We're going to get to the Maris Ayin at the end of the daf today. Okay, good question. But Od Yesh Lomar, another answer, Tosfos gives, D'moil Tanai L'Rav Ah Shelo B'Shas Adchak, that even if it's not an emergency, Hainu Im Ein Mayim B'Sama Flo, if you don't have any water nearby, Inam Yesh Lo B'Tzarech V'Var Machir, or you have water but you need to play help. In other words, I don't have any other water. I'm not going to have water later. Only then it'll work. Even though Rav said only applies by a shas atzak, but Tosfos said, even if it's not a shas atzak, Tosfos says that's an answer. We're only going to allow it if it's a shas atzak. You don't have any water. You're not going to have water later. Or you need the water later for something else. Right. Correct. We're going to get to the Maris Ayin at the very end of the doc. If we make it there, we're going to get there. Right. We're going to talk about it at the end of the doc. We're going to talk about it if we get there. So you hear Tulsa's answer? Only applies if you don't have water. First answer, we're not sure about. Second answer is, it only applies if you're not going to have water later. So what should we do? Now that you can't eat. So the answer is, have your shachrit, washing out, going to carry you the rest of the day. Shas Atzak. Even though Rav didn't say it's by Shas Atzak, but that's what Tosfos says. Amalahu, by the way, we passed him like Rav. We passed him like that. So Amalahu, Rav Avina Libnei, Pakta, the Arvut. Rav Avina told these people that live in a valley, they live in a strange place. They don't have any access really to water. It's very, very difficult. Come on a ton, like you guys. Lo shchichi luchumaya. You don't have so much water. It's very hard. Right? So, Meshu Yedechem Mitafra, you wash your hands in the morning. Ba'asu Alayhu Lekuliyoma. And for you people, it could apply the whole day. Now, when he said this, is he arguing on Rav? Or is he saying the same thing as Rav? It sounds a little bit like a doctor. Rav didn't say only people live in valleys. Rav was a blanket rule. He comes to the world. You, like you people. Rav meant you people. So, Ikka de Amri B'Shat HaTzchak in Shalom B'Shat HaTzchak Lo Upligi de Rav. Some say he's arguing on Rav. And he said, Rav is right, but only in an emergency. You live in a strange place, and there's no water. You have to go schlep miles and miles. Say, okay, so you people can make a smell like that. The average person, no. The Ikati army, I feel the Shalom B'Shat HaTzchak Dami. Even when it's not a Shas HaTzchak. Even when it's not a Shas HaTzchak, and Ukit de Rav. Behind the Rav, it's like Rav. So if he's not arguing on Rav, why did he tell these people, like you people, If it applies to me and you also, why did he say only you people? If he agrees with Rob and it applies to everybody, why did he single out you people who live in the valley? Why did he do that? So the Vinyon explained, even though it's not a shot at God, it's not a recommended thing to do, you shouldn't do this. You people, you really have no choice. You live in a street, you live in a place with no water. You're right. You're great for that heter. Does it apply to everybody? Yes. Would I recommend it for anybody? No. Would I recommend it for you? Yes. That's what he doesn't argue about. Anybody could avail themselves, but they shouldn't. These people can. The Hainu de Rav. And that's like Rav. By the way, Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like Rav. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter lehasno tafilu shalo b'shas atzchak, even without shas atzchak. And the Shulchan Aruch does add, im mayim mitzuyin lo, if you have water, tov shiachzav yitol yadav avolo yivarech. Better to wash again, don't make a bracha again, because you already made it today in the morning. What's going on here? So that's what I'm saying, that the Shulchan Aruch was kosher, tells us the second answer. Maybe it only applied when you don't have any water. So you could avail yourself, no question about it. Stumble upon water, what should I do now? Isn't it better to wash now? Says the Shulchan Aruch, of course it's better to wash. Don't make a bracha, because you're already running into bracha problems, because you already made it tonight in the morning, but you have water now, of course you should do it. maybe Tosfos is right, and only apply what he did with no water. Now, you found water somewhere, you should definitely wash again. Correct. 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 Well, we're going to get to why he's doing it anyway. Now, the El Yeraba, right, who was an Achron, which Mir quotes every third line, said, our hands are too asuk, we're too busy, and we're too the opposite of focus. We're too scatterbrained, and therefore, we can no longer rely on the Tetzer at all. Because even if maybe in the olden days people were more focused, people were more disciplined, they were able to watch themselves, watch their hands, it shouldn't get dirty. Today it's impossible, and you can't rely on the tetzer. So the Mishnah Berurah said, it's true, he's right. If you're wearing gloves, maybe I'll allow it. If you're wearing gloves the whole day, then, right, and there's no water, then if you're wearing gloves the whole day, then I'll allow the tetzer. Why? Your hands aren't getting dirty. You're wearing gloves. Right? The tetzer's on the books. It's very, very disfavored because your alternative is much better. Wash, and have in mind, I'm going to the airport now, so I'm going to finish my meal on the plane. That's all okay, right? But you washed and you ate right then. So all you're doing is extending your meal. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's benching issues, but what are you getting around that? That's a good, because you're extending your meal. I'm finishing a meal in the airport. I'm finishing a meal on the plane. There's nothing wrong with that. Here, you're starting your meal on the plane, so there's no water. The answer is, you can rely on the tetzer. So it's a very, very disfavored tetzer. It's a very, very problematic tetzer, especially with Manasseh, where we all agree you probably don't have the discipline they had in the olden days, and therefore you should be a chacham and use that if you use the tetzer. Okay, next. This question comes up all the time. Every time you go somewhere without water, or better yet, without a cup, right? So what do? You turn the faucet on, and you quickly put your hands underneath. Everybody knows, does that work? Can you do that? Who said that? That's what you think. That makes sense, right? Yeah, you don't have a clean. So who said you need a clean? Right? So we're going to talk about it. Adina Schiffer wants to answer this question. She called me up once to answer this question. We were going in school. If you turn the faucet on and you quickly put your hands underneath the faucet, does that count for the Tilos Yudayim? Does that count? The theory is it should count. Based on what we're going to learn right now in the Gemara, it should be good. One second. Amar of Papa. Says of Papa. Hi, Arisa Didaloi. Now, I don't have the pipe, the water that's flowing in the pipe. Is that what I mean? Arisa, what? The canal from which water is drawn, ain't note the mental yadayim. You can't wash your hands with that water. Why not? Delo asin mikolach gavra. Because that's not kolach gavra. Why? What's kolach gavra mean? Kolach gavra means it was done by a human effort. Now, it was done by a human effort 8 hours ago. When they turned the pipe on 8 hours ago, that was a human effort. That water is long gone. So there's no human effort. You hear? There's no human effort. And you require human effort. You require what's called koach gavra. So if you go to the Niagara Falls and stick your hands into it, that doesn't count. Why not? It's not koach gavra. So, no, it's not, because it's not from Koach Gavra. The tefillah, it'll work, but not work for Tilos Yudayim. We'll get to that. I'm just giving you an example. I'm trying to think of a case where it's not Koach Gavra. Niagara Falls is not Koach Gavra. It's a mikvah issue. Okay, put it aside. Can't stick your hands into a lake, right? No, it's not Koach Gavra. Right, so one second. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the first skinny line. What? The law also be koach gavra. Shekvar avar koach hashapuch. The koach of the guy who turned it on is long past. Why he turned it on 6 hours ago? That's long past. It's not flowing on its own. All you did was turn off the stopper, right? And now it's flowing on its own. The ain kan lo netila velo tevila. It doesn't get neither one. Netila the la bikoach gabra kasi. It's not netila because there's no koach gabra. And tevila nami betinar lesa. It can't work in the pipe. She ain kan shir mikva. There's no shir mikva in the pipe. Or now that's a very theoretical what how the quote unquote pattern what Rashi just said. Did he mean there's no mikva in the pipe? There's no mikva in the spot where your hands are. What did he mean by that? But the point is, it doesn't work either way. So maybe Niagara Falls would be a sheer mikva. Maybe it would be. But, says Rashi, it doesn't work either way. A puddle, right, so a puddle. Not a sheer mikva, and it's not a sheer, and it's not called kavra. That wouldn't work. Now what about a lake? A lake maybe is a mikva. I don't know. What about a little trough? That's too small. That wouldn't work. What about a sink? Right, we're getting to a difficult shaila. Now, one second. Why do you even need koach gavra? Why do you even need koach gavra? Who made up this rule of koach gavra? So the Ravid says, you know why you need koach gavra? You really don't need koach gavra. What you need is a revir. And if it's not koach gavra, we're choshesh, you're gonna not have a revir. Which is what people do all the time. They go to the bathroom, and what they do is, people do this, they just tap their hand under the faucet, get a little wet, and there they go. Well, that's not called kavra. That's nothing. Now, I'm not saying you're not allowed to do that. You might have to get that out of your mutter. I'm not going into it. The point is, if you're makel, that it doesn't have to be called kavra, the revius goes out the window. Right? What piece of practice that people do every day prove that the rabbi was talking about what nobody was talking about. Right? You have koach gavra, you generally, still have a cup. Right? So you have the case of the airport where you have a sink and you don't have a cup. That happens. But you have a cup. The cup, most of the time, is a revius. It's a very small sheer revius. You'll be safe. If you don't have koach gavra, you're not going to have a revius. It's so true, is what I'm saying. Right? So they didn't have faucets in the old days. They didn't have a modern sink like this, what we have today. That a well. So if you don't, but I just, if you don't have koach gavra, what do? You walk over to the sink, you tap the faucet, and there you go. You got your hands a little wet. That's not a shear of the tilt of dayim. I'm saying for ashigata, you might not need this. But I'll just give you an example of how the minute you don't have koach gavra, you don't have a revis either. So true. That's what the Rebbe said. That's why you need koach gavra. It's to get you the revis. It's a trick to get you the revis. That's the Ravid. Others don't learn like that. The Ra'ah says it's learned out from the Beit HaMikdash, where they certainly had a koach gavra to turn on the kiyar, right? Others say it's learned from the mechatos of a paraduma, which has to be koach gavra. So those are the other reasons why you have koach gavra. Okay. Now, so the e mikrav legavoy dula davla dula. But if you're right there, when the guy turns on the faucet, when the guy opens up the pipe, right? That would be. When the guy opens up the pipe and you're right there, right? That would be fine. So according to this, a sink would be fine. And you're right there when it turned on. So the initial water that comes out, that is koach gavra. So the only problem now we have is the old. So then the question becomes, is the sink itself, the what's it called? The faucet. Is the faucet itself, not the faucet, the spigot, that is the din of a kli. So that might. Pretty make it when it comes to the kli. So it might. What Mati said is a good idea. You turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. So you're constantly having koach gavra. It's koach rishon. Right? If I turn it on and leave it on, and then a kid comes, that's really too late. It's not koach gavra anymore. Right? Rashi said, that koach gavra is long past. So it's got to be mamish that first initial rush of water, right? No, but now it's no, it's not. They get you if that's the case. You can have it by many times. They go to a shal shudis or by someone's house. So somebody will fill up the cup for you. He'll leave it with the water running, and then he left the cup full of water for you. That's Koach Gavra, but it's in the cup now. It's in the cup. That should be... Huh? No, that should be fine. That should be fine. If it doesn't... What? Exactly. It's a means to get through. If you don't have a cup, if you don't have a cup, leaving the faucet running is not a good idea. If you have a cup, it's going into the cup. Right? The bazo dula bekonis mashka melef lifei with hasel bosei diet. Straight thing. If somehow if you have a hole in the cup, so that the water in the cup is connected, it's a stream connecting the water in the cup to the pipe, so it's a constant connection. And it would even, I think it means it even be good for tefillah, because there's no break in the water. So it doesn't matter if the water is in the pipe or in the cup. The same water, because there's a hole and there's a connection. I think that's what that means. Okay? Good? So, good? Very good. Bama Rava, klisha nike bakones mashke ain't not lumeni yidayim. If the kli has a hole, and the hole is so big that water can enter the hole, and we know that for water to exit a hole, the hole can be very small. It can be smaller than a hole to enter the to water to enter the hole. In order for water to enter the hole, the hole has to be bigger than for water to exit the hole. That's physics, right? So if the water, if the hole's so big, if the hole's so big that water can enter the hole, that's bigger than the other way around. Then the kli is puzzle. So Machlokas was shown him, if the kli is puzzle, let's say I have a cup like this, and the hole is on all the way to the top of the cup. There's a ravine anyway in the cup. So I can pour the water on the other side of the cup, not where the hole is. Is that good? That's what Machlokas was shown him. That's what Machlokas. I don't remember how we talked to him. I don't remember. I think it's the hole on top. I don't want to say, quote, this could be a pretty common child. You have a hole you have a cup in your kitchen, it's not a silver cup, it's one of those plastic cups, you get the plastic cups, the whole child. There's like eight childs in the back of a plastic cup. Because by the way, there's really two types of plastic. It's a cheap plastic cup that you really can only use once or twice, and then they get crushed, and then they're very hard plastic. It can last you 1,000 years. You know, a hard plastic cup, a washing cup. What? And it will last 1,000 years. That's very different than a disposable cup. But they're both plastic. So does halacha, think about that. Does halacha change? Probably should change. Because it goes by chashiva. So you have a plastic cup, that's a disposable cup. We have in our house, we have a rule. You only have to use one cup per night. Because you buy 100 cups for $1, and literally in one night, 80 of them are gone. Why? Because every time somebody gets a drink, they take another cup. Right? They have a rule. You only have one cup per night. Literally, you have like 25 cups. It's like, what are all these cups doing here? Because it's disposable. It definitely proves the point. They're so mistreated, they're not going to use it for still diet. Yeah, it's hard plastic cup. It's less than 1,000 years. So, I don't know, you know, if you go ask somebody how plastic works, some even mock it as cheap plastic. At the end of the day, it still holds the ravines of water. Right? At the end of the day, it still holds the ravines of water. Might not hold the ravines of water, use it 50 times, it'll become weak and whatnot. Right now, it works. Right? We're going to get it on a base when they used to use, leather. It hardened the leather to make it, that's good. So we'll get to it on a base. Vama Rava, Kli She'ein Bo Ravines, Ein Not Limeni Yadayim. If a Kli doesn't have a ravine, you also can't use a. You also can't use it, right? And by the way, why do you even need a kli? Why do you even need a kli? Why do you need a kli? Why can't you just turn the stick? Who made up the rule of the kli? So again, some say it's because it's learned out from the paraduma, which the pasuk says has to have a kli. Others say, no, your eating is kaviyachol, you're a kadosh. Kaviyachol, your eating is just like the mizbeach, and your table is a shulchan, and your eating is like a kohen. It's elevated. Oh, you're eating. It's not just eating. What you're doing is you're reenacting what it used to be like in the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, the washing beforehand is like the Beit HaMikdash washing in the kiyar. And by the way, that was a kli. Okay? Ain't is that true? Bama rabba, kli she'ein machzik revi'et, ain't not lumen l'yadayim. What if? Kli doesn't have revi'et, it's not good. a machzik reviyat, but if it holds a reviyat, afagaf the left face, even though you don't use it for reviyat, it's good. It's a stira. It's a lokasha. Ha lechad, ha letrei. If it's one person, you have to have reviyat of water. But if it's two people, the second guy doesn't have to have reviyat. Think it at the shirayim of you. He can stick his hands underneath you. You're going to wash your hands, and the water will drip down from you onto the other guy. That's going to be good. The Tanya may reviyat. Not only a dayim, le'echad, afilu shnayim. A reviyat can work even for two people, as long as the second guy is there. As long as the second guy is there right when you're washing. If you wash, and you wash with a reviyat, you leave over a tiny amount. The second guy comes off the bus, he can't use that shrayim. He's got to be there when you wash. And then there's a strange halacha of work. He can potter himself on your reviyat. So, said Rava, he won't get the reviyat. That's okay. Are you machbid on a kli? What kind of kli you use? Achazusa. Are you machbid on the color, on the appearance? Another shayla they ask, they talk about is, you know, sometimes in New York, I don't know, maybe other places also, in New York, when you pull water out of a sink, it's so cloudy. It takes a few seconds for that water to become uncloudy. So can you wash your hands with cloudy water? Because here they're talking about it has to be appearance of water. What does that cloudy water look like? It looks like cloudy water. It doesn't look like anything else, right? Because it's New York City, right? So they have a whole title about that, but I think it's better anyway. Amalei in Ashiura. What about a shear? You knock that on the shear? Amalei in, also yeah. Think of the Yom Rihachi Amalei. Amana vechazusa kaptidas. On the kli and the appearance, amakti. Ashiura lo kaptidas. The shear depends, because after all, Tanya may reveal it's not only a dayim, le'echad afilu shnayim. Even one, even two. Velohi, that's not true. Shiny hasa mishum dekasi mishari taira. The only reason why it works for two people is because it's leftover taira. It's all the whole complicated sugya about leftover taira, so we're going to be makil by the second guy. That's not a lechachila. Lechachila, you need a reveal. The second guy's there, he can chop your reveal. Why? Okay, it's a cork and hilchot tumah, right? Okay. Itzkin Rav Yaakov in Harfa Kod, not labas reviyasa. Rav Yaakov, he created a kli, like a model, like a template, that held the reviyas. Everyone should know how much reviyas is. Itzkin Rav Ashi Behutal, kuza bas reviyasa. He also did the same thing. Amar Rava, megufas chavis. Let's see, I have the cover of a barrel. Shetikna, and you fashion it into a kli. It's not a kli, it's a cover. But somehow you made it into a kli. Not only mentally dying, you're washing it, that too. Why not? Made it into a kli. So what's the problem? Nothing wrong with it. Hadjan Amihachi, Makuf Hatzchavet, Shetikna, not only mentally dying. Chemas, the Kepisha, Shetiknan, not only mentally dying. These other kinds of leather, how do they translate in English? What? They don't translate it. Different type of skin bottles. Because the third level is sak the kufa afal pisha makablin, even if they have a base kibul. A notlin mehenli yadayim. A notlin mehenli yadayim. You can't use them. So what's the difference? I think the difference is, I'm not sure what the difference is. What's there in category 2 and category 3? Category 2 seems to be some kind of even though you have to do something. Is that what it is? Or, no. So, if I put a leather skin down, it will fall. So that's not good. But it's good if I... So if it doesn't stay in position, but a plastic cup stays in position. And then, right, okay. Next. Hiboyelahu. Mayelu ocha b'mafa. What about if you're eating with a napkin? Michai Shidon, Dilma Naga Olo. So that I'm not touching the bread, so why do I have to wash? But you hear? So, Tashma, we have a story like this. Ukishinos Nulol Rabbi Tadok, when they used to give food to Rabbi Tadok, Ochel Pachos mi kebeta, he would eat less than a kebeta, Notlo Bamafa, he would eat with a napkin, and he would eat outside the sukkah, because he's not eating the shear. The ain mabarech acha. They wouldn't make a bracha chmona either. You can learn a lot of halachas from it. Shir, sukkah, oh. My love, doesn't it mean ha kebeta bar netilas yadayim? And if it would have been a kebeta, he would require netilas yadayim. The fact that he wasn't touching it, irrelevant. So the question is, no, dilma ha kebeta boy sukkah boy bracha. No, it's not a raya. Maybe if it would have been a kebeta, he would have had to go into the sukkah, and he would have had to have a bracha achrona. Tashma, let's try again. Shmuel Ashkel Rav. Shmuel bumped into Rav one day. The Ka'acha B'Mata. And he's dealing with a napkin. Amalei. Avdin, you did? I can't believe you're doing this. You're eating with a napkin? You're not washing? No, Amalei. Daiti Kitzara like. No, I wash. But I'm a very, very finicky person. Of course I wash. Why am I using a napkin? Because I don't want to touch the bread. But of course I washed. He's all like Rav Zeira. Ashkel Rav Abi, Rav Afi. He bumped into the two of them and he saw that they were wearing some kind of like, you know, gloves when they were eating. Some kind of skins were covered. Amar, trade Garvey Rabbi Kavatecha Latov Kajav Shmuel. You're falling into the trap of the story of Rabbi Shmuel. Hadaitik Tarkamar. Rav did wash. Rav washed. So the only reason why Rav was holding a napkin was because he was a finicky person. But that's not a head that has to wash. You guys are not washing. So Ashta Timte, they forgot how the Amar of Tachliva Baravivi, Amar Shmuel, Hitiru Mapa Lochle Chuma, they allowed Kahanim to use a napkin. Below Hitiru Mapa Lochle Zaharim, they didn't allow regular people to use a napkin. Why not? Because they're much more zarim. Kahanim are much more alert. Ravam Ravasi Kahanim, Havi, they were Kahanim. So again, but this is the big heter that everyone always says, oh, if you don't have any water, don't touch the bread. If you go learn that sugya in the Shulchan Aruch carefully, it's one of those misconceptions, you know? It's there, it's very, very limited. It has to be there's no water in 4 miles, 4 mil, whatever, right? There's no water. It's usually not the case, not in America, usually not. And you're driving on the highway, and that's 20 miles away, I understand. So you can't wait 20 miles? If you're starving and you can't wait, maybe you have a heter. Or a chacham that will grow as a nolad, will make sure it doesn't happen like that. Right? When it happens, it happens. I'm not saying it happens. It happens to me, it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. Okay. Iboy Elohu. Ochel machmas machel, tzarchan is naim olo. What if someone's feeding me? Right? I'm not touching the bread. I'm sick, I'm in bed, and someone's feeding me. So do I have to wash until it's naim or not? I'm not touching the actual food. The second question is going to be, what if the guy is feeding me? Does he have to wash? So we're going to answer, he doesn't have to wash, and you do have to wash. So before we get to that, Tashma, Rav Huna bar Kora havikoyka made Rav Hamnuna. Rav Huna was by Rav Hamnuna. Balam like umtav achel. He fed Rav Hamnuna, this means he fed him like some kind of sandwich. So there was meat in bread, even though the bread part's not in the Gemara. What? That's what it says. It was some kind of sandwich. Amalei, ilav, Rav Hamnuna, if not for the fact that you're a Rav Hamnuna, you're a big tzaddik. Lo safinola, I would never do this. I would never be feeding you. My timer, la bishom, desire, below naga, because he was careful not to touch the food. But a regular person who cannot be careful would not be allowed to do this, would not be allowed to be fed and not washed. So the question is, lo, desire is kadim umashi yadim eikara. No, because he was a tzaddik first. Because he was a Zarid also. And of course he washed his hands first. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Lo. Hachika Amalei. Here's what he said to him. He loved the Rav Hamnuna at. If not for the fact that you're Rav Hamnuna, the Yodani Bechasha Tal Tiyodecha. And I know you washed your hands already. I would never be doing this. Why? Because we're going to set a terrible example. Zarid, Adif Mi Zahir, says Rashi. A Zarid is better than a Zahir. Why? Zahir, he changed the law. First we called him a Zahir, then we called him a Zarid. What's a Zahir? Shirdeli Zahir B'Shat Maisa. He knows how to be careful B'Shat Maisa. Shalo Yavra Mitzvah. That's to do with Avera. What's a Zarid? A Zarid is Haroa Es Hanoled. You see the future. Umasakin Asmo Shalo Yavadeka. You make sure you don't get to that. You know people like that. You meet people on vacation. So the whole day they're busy with Mincha. The whole day they're busy with it. Why? Because if you wait till the end, it's too late. There's no minion. The whole day, it's on their head. That's the difference between a Zahir and a Zarid. It's says Rashi, Rabbi Avodah Zarah, Zahiris Mabel de Zrizis, right? That's the Mitzvah Shara. Zahiris comes first. That brings you to Zrizis. Zrizis is better. Zrizis is somebody who doesn't just sit around and wait for the Avera to come and then to deal with it. He's thinking about it the whole day. So I washed already. I know I'm sick. I know I can't eat. I know you're going to need to feed me. So I'm going to wash now to make sure I don't run into these problems. Right? Tashma, Damar Bdeira Amar Rab, Lo Yitin Adar Prus L'Tof Piv Shal Shamash, shouldn't feed a Shamash. He can't eat. He's too busy running around serving. Elim Ken Yadea Bo Shinot L'Yadah. Unless you know he washed his hands beforehand. Now we have a whole tangent about the Shamash. The Shamash Bavarech HaKol Kos Bekos. But the Shamash washes, has to make a bracha on every coast. Why? The pastor did. Because he doesn't know he's getting another coast. He's working for you. So he's in the kitchen the whole time. Okay, have a drink of wine. Take a 5-minute break. He doesn't know if he can say that again. Right? He doesn't know. However, the Einu Mavarech HaKol Prusa Prusa. He does not make a bracha on every single Prusa. Why? Because when it comes to bread, the Balvas is much more forgiving. So chances are, let him eat more. Why? That we don't know about. Why? So wine, every time he gets a cup of wine, it's a new event, makes a new bracha. By bread, not like that. Right? Now we have a whole tangent about this. Amar Papa, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mavarcha called Prusa Prusa. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, you have to make a bracha on every Prusa. Amar Papa Bishlam Adirab, Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha. Ha, the Ikka Adam Chashav, ha, the like Adam Chashav. When there's an Adam Chashav, he certainly will allow you to have more, not a problem. If there's no Adam Chashav, who knows what's going to be. So that's what Yochanan said. On the bread, even on every side of the bread, you have to make a new bracha. Mikol Makom, back to our story. Ha, Kamar, Elen Kedesh, not the Yadav. You can only give if you know you wash his hands. So someone that you feed has to wash his hands beforehand. So maybe Shiny Shamesh to Tarid. Maybe a Shamesh is different because he's so busy. He's so busy. Therefore what? Therefore his hands are never going to be clean. Tanar Abanach, Lita on the Prusal Shamesh, Bein Shakos Piyado, Bein Shakos Piyad Shal Baal Abayit. You can never give a Shamesh to eat when the Baal Abayit has a cup of wine in his hand or you're serving the Baal Abayit. Why? Because he's going to see the Shamash slacking off, eating, he's going to get all angry, the wine's going to spill. Right? Shema Yera Dava Tatala Besuda. Some mishap's going to happen. But Shamash, as Shamash doesn't wash his hand, Salutin, Prusa Tophim, you can't feed him. What do you see? Allah is, he has to wash his hand. Ibailu, Michael Tarachat Yazadayim Oin Tarach. What about the Michael? What about the eater? The feeder, what about him? So Tashma, Tani Bevin Ashia, Roshir Megan Lil Omer. Isha Medichas Yada, Yom Kippur. So that baby has to be fed, right? So the baby's allowed to be fed in Yom Kippur. So Isha Medichas Yada, Achas Bamayim, she can wash one hand with water, but on Senna's past, Lebanon Kassav, and she can feed the baby. So what do you see? That even when you're feeding someone else, you have to wash your hands. Yeah. 2-year-old, 3-year-old, right? Amr Lebel Shamayah Dakishal, Ratel Achal Biyado, Acha. He wouldn't even want to do that. I'm going to participate in someone eating on your kippur, even though it's a baby. Not doing that to Shammai. The God who loves Shiachah Shtei Adam. They made it there, you have to use wash both hands to show how Shammai's wrong. You know, the baby can't feed for himself. There isn't anything like that. If an older child that can eat on his own, you shouldn't feed him. Let him go take himself. Today's Yom Kippur. You have a baby, of course. You can't let a baby do that. The baby can't do that. You have a 9-year-old kid. So you fast until 12 o'clock. You got good food. Now it's hungry. So he's like, you go take the cereal yourself. I should feed you. It's Yom Kippur. There's an Indian like that for the older kids. Not for the baby. So they made a zero. So it's just to show how wrong Shammai was. Wash both your hands. You don't have to wash both your hands to feed somebody. But just to show how wrong he was. That's not the way to do it. Anyway, what do you see from here? That you have to wash your hands. Amar Abaya, Hasa Mishum Shifta. No. Then you're washing your hands for the Ruach Ra. Not for the cleanliness. Not for the Hilchot Dayim. Behold, heebie-jeebie, ruach ruach. What does that mean? Right? Tashma, that boy, the Shmuel, Ashkel the Shmuel. Okay, I'm not sure I have the story right. Shmuel's father found Shmuel, the kabach, he was crying. Amaleah, my kabach, Shmuel, why are you crying? So he answered, the Machayin Rabbi, because my Rebbe hit me? Amai, why did he hit you? The Amali, because he told me, Kasafis Labroi, Lamashid Yodin. What does that mean? Go feed? What did he say? You fed my son and you didn't wash your hands. So it's my little mushes. So why didn't you wash your hands? So Amalei Shmuel said, Hu achil nevanim ashino? Well, he's eating, I have to wash my hands? So Amalei, lo mitzayis the lagam of imcha nami machi. Not only does he off, that doesn't know what he's talking about, right? He's wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong on both counts. The halacha of halacha is ochel machmas meichel. Tzarech hazel sedayim. If someone's feeding you, you have to wash your hands. But Michael ain't tzarech hazel sedayim. The guy who's feeding you doesn't have to wash his hands. Right. Why? Right. I hear you. That's the case of Shabbat. Okay, let's try to do the 2 minutes. What? That's what we answered because that was ruach ruach. That was ruach ruach. The whole machlok is what that means. We're running out of time. That was ruach ruach. That has nothing to do with Tehillat Hadayim. Yeah, yeah. So why did she do that? Because of Tehillat Hadayim for the baby? No, nothing to do with that. It's not Tehillat Hadayim for feeder. Why did she wash her hands? Because the ruach ruach, when you wake up in the morning, that's why she washed her hands. Okay. Okay, we're back to Basa Mahal. So where Adam Basa Ugvina b'matachas achas l'vachal yinogin zebedeh. You're allowed to package meat and cheese in the same package as long as they don't touch each other. We should make a little omer. Also, you have two people sitting at the same table. One's eating milchitz, one's eating flesh. It's not a problem. Now, both statements of the Mishnah are problematic. And what if they do touch each other? Why can't milk and meat touch each other? Sonein v'tsonein who? They're both cold. Amar Abaya, he the klipalo boy. You're right. There's no issue of scraping off anything. Hadacha milo boy. Won't you have to at least wash it off? Wash it off. To make sure they don't touch each other. You don't have to wash it off. Now the next one's more fascinating. That's only true if you don't know each other. I'm at the cafeteria by lunch, and I'm eating my meat sandwich, and my co-worker comes in down there. I don't know who this guy is. So there's no shiloh. I'm never going to, ooh, can I have some of that? You don't do that to a total stranger. Whether it's a Jew or a guy, you don't do that. But you go to the music bar, and the chalamoy, you're sitting on the table, and then some family comes and sits down next to you. You're eating plates, they're eating milk. You don't know who these people are. So what's the shiloh? You're going to mix food? It's not going to happen. It's not a problem. Abu Makirin said they're awesome. But if it's your wife who shows up and she's eating, of course, let me have some of that. You can't do that. So the halacha only applies to someone that you know. Tanyanam Bihachi, Rabban Shimon Ben Elomer, Beis Achsanoyim, two guests, Shinatachu Pudagacha, the short of one plate, Deba Manatafon, Deba Manadar, Deba Bacha Chitkaso, Deba Givinaso, right? Ochan al Shokanacha, Deba Savizekvina, Bei Choshin, right? Below Asu El B'Tfita Achas. They only asked it in one sitting. What does that mean? Tfita Achas Al Kadaitach? El Ke'en Tfita Achas. They only asked it if there's no separate, there's no Tosas words like this. The simplest way, you have to have some kind of hekka. Ein Echanami. You have to have a different tablecloth or a placemat and all these things. It's a very, very common shiloh. That the someone's eating one thing and the rest of the family's eating something else. And they all know each other. It's my own family. I don't like milk. I don't like what she made. She made me special. She gave me a sandwich. A meat sandwich. I'm considered at the same table. I want to talk to my kids. The answer is, yeah, you have to have a hecker. Some kind of hecker to know. I can't stick my head. Ooh, let me try some of that. Right? The child come up. She'll look at the books and see exactly all the parameters. So we'll stop here. I'm Rav Yair Rashlemia. All right? We'll stop here. And we'll resume to tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.